For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We're gathered today to hear directly from the American victims of illegal immigration. You know, you hear the other side, you never hear this side.
President Trump at a White House news conference. This is in San Diego. A rally outside a San Diego detention center condemning the administration's policies. Republican leaders say they still plan to vote on an immigration bill next week. The president has been accusing Democrats of holding it up, but actually the measure he backs doesn't have enough support among Republicans. The bill he's pushed, curbing legal immigration and funding his border wall, failed to pass the House on Thursday. The second measure didn't have enough votes either. The president tweeted that GOP leaders should stop wasting their time for now, predicting that more Republicans will be elected in November. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Some Amazon workers and investors are siding with privacy advocates who are taking issue with the company's decision to sell a facial recognition tool to police. Nicholas Thompson has more.
Amazon is, you know, facial recognition technology. Of course they do. They're Amazon, and they're letting law enforcement have access to it. Of course they do, because that's a good customer.
Some say the sale could expose Amazon to lawsuits. Flooding in Virginia. Up to 5 inches of rain an hour has flooded roads, prompted dozens of high water rescues, and closed the airport in the Richmond area. Authorities there are using city buses to get flood victims out of the water. More rain is expected. Several affiliates of Planned Parenthood are suing the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services over its efforts to impose an abstinence-only focus on its teen pregnancy prevention program. The lawsuits filed in federal courts in New York City and Spokane, Washington, are by four different Planned Parenthood affiliates. This is USA Radio News.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that individual states can now collect sales tax from online retailers. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
Federal legislation will now apparently be necessary to spell out details on how sales tax collection will take place, rather than leaving it up to each of the states to give their own interpretation of the court's ruling. Bethany Ehrenhalt of the National Retail Federation said the Supreme Court acted correctly.
This ruling clears the way for a fair and level playing field where all retailers can compete under the same tax rules, whether they sell in stores, online, or both.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
Representatives of North and South Korea met at a resort in the North's Mount Kumkang to discuss plans for a reunion of family members separated during the Korean War. The meeting is scheduled to discuss details of the upcoming reunion event, including a date and whether separated family members are still alive. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un agreed at their April 27th summit to hold a family reunion in August. Park Young-il, head of the North Korean Red Cross delegation, said there will be a dramatic change in the relation of the two Red Cross organizations as we depart from our shameful past and restart our discussion for cooperation in humanitarian affairs between the North and the South. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.